It's time to get organized this new year with Menards. Update your closet system and add style today with Closet Culture. Choose from two closet finishes and four colors of shelf boards to create a functional yet stylish closet solution that matches your home decor. Check out all our Closet Culture closet kits or view our weekly flyer on Menards.com to see all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Upgrade your tool storage for the new year with help from Menards. For heavy-duty storage that protects your tools, choose MasterForce. From shelving units to cabinets and so much more, you can keep your tools safe and within reach. Get versatile and durable storage from MasterForce today. Check out all our MasterForce storage in-store or check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Welcome to the Kosafa Show with Mark Gleason and Nick Said.
Welcome to another special edition of the Kosafa Show. We focus today on the Zambian women's national team who've qualified for the Olympics in Tokyo next year and are fine-tuning those preparations at the Kosafa Women's Championship that is currently being held in Nelson Mandela Bay.
They started the competition with an impressive 8-0 victory over Lesotho in their pool opener, in which striker Barbara Bunda netted a hat-trick on her return to the championship for the first time since 2017. We'll be speaking to her later in the show.
But first, we're going to be chatting to Coach Beauty Mwamba, who's leading the team at the tournament in the absence of the usual head coach, Bruce Mwape. Mwamba is a longtime member of the technical team, and she's seen the growth of the national side in the last few years that's culminated in their Olympic qualification. She gives us now her views on a wide range of issues in Zambian women's football.
Coach, thank you so much for your time. Yeah, just your thoughts on being here in Nelson Mandela Bay and at the Kosafa Women's Championship.
Well, thank you so much. It's actually a pleasure to be back here, as this is the third time actually we've come here as a team. It's always a good experience, though the weather is always a challenge, but we are looking forward to a positive tournament. Looking at where we have come from, in 2017 the competition was held in Zimbabwe, but from 2018-19, and this is the last, I'm sure the last time that Port Elizabeth is going to host this tournament. So 2017 we finished third, 2018 was not a good year, we finished fourth. But at least I'm glad that last year we got closer. We reached the finals for the first time, and we were so happy. It was unfortunate that we didn't win the tournament, but at least it was a step ahead. So this time around that we've come, we are hoping to score a step further, and the only step is to win the tournament. Though we know that it will not be easy because all the teams have been preparing so hard, and things are not the same. Last year, I know we didn't have Barbara, but there are three players we had who are not with us here. There are two who are going to Spain, Rachel Nachula and Helen Mwanga. The one who finished the top scorer, Rachel Nachula, yes, she's in Spain and she's not with us here, together with Helen Mwanga. And then we also have Mary Mwakapila, who is in Israel. So we have about three players who were with us last year, but this year they are not with us. But we think it's an opportunity for other players also to be on the stage, so that they can gain that confidence. As we are marking this tournament a preparation for the Tokyo Olympics, so we need to expose as many players as possible.
Yeah, I guess it's a double-edged sword in that you're missing those players, but you have Barbara back, but also the level of competition that those players will be playing at will be excellent preparation for them as well for the tournament. So, I mean, I guess that is ultimately the aim, is to get players into overseas leagues, especially quality overseas leagues like Spain and whatnot.
Yes. It's a good outing for them, actually, because we know to say they'll be playing top football, because if you compare with our country, currently the league is not yet on for the ladies, but for the men it has started. So hopefully for the ladies it will also start, so that we can keep the girls active. So for those who have gone out, we are so happy, because we know to say they will be playing top football. It's an added advantage actually to the national team. Yes.
Yeah, and just a word on having Barbara back. I mean, she's done so well abroad and whatnot. She must bring a lot of experience and quality to the squad.
Yes, she brings a motivation actually to other players because she's actually the captain, and her being back, looking at the way she performed, where she's coming from, it motivates other players. So that's what I'm saying. But if we are missing three players who were with us last year, we are happy to say Barbara is back. At least she will fill up some of those gaps, and she will also be able to help actually to pull out those who are coming for the first time so that they can also do their best.
Yeah, and of course anyone who watched you last year in the tournament will know what a quality side that you are, even without those three players that have gone overseas. Is there a real belief this year that you can go one better? You ran South Africa so close in that final.
Yes, like I said, we only need a step further, which is winning the trophy, though we'll take each game as it comes. Yes, our hope is that we win the trophy, but we'll take each game as it comes for now.
Yeah, and you talk about using this tournament as a stepping stone towards the Olympics. What especially are you hoping to see? Is it just to give other players international exposure?
Yes, like for the players who are coming in for the first time, we can't use them like when it's time to go to the Olympics. So the best is to start preparing them now, mentally, physically, psychologically. When they play this tournament, at least they'll start believing in themselves. So by the time we reach, when it's time to go to the Olympics, we'll have had a lot of players exposed to international competitions, and they will have built their self-confidence. So we'll have a big pool from where to pick the players from.
Yeah. And what does it mean for Zambian football to have qualified for the Olympics?
It means a lot. It actually means a lot. Barbara said, we've been to the World Cup, but that was at under-17 level, yes. So as a senior team, we've only been to the Africa Cup, the one which was held in Namibia, and the other one in Ghana, yes. So when you talk about, we've never been to the World Cup as a senior team, yes, but under-17 level, yes. So going to the Olympics is actually a big, big achievement, actually. So it's more like a turnaround for women's football in Zambia. You can see that the women are doing a lot, and the game is improving. We are seeing a lot of young girls wanting to come on board also to start playing. So it's kind of a motivation, actually, for women's football. So a lot is coming on board. You can see that people are eager, actually, to even support the ladies' soccer in Zambia.
Yeah. And where has this improvement come from in the last few years? Is it the stronger domestic competition that's helped you, or is it just playing more competitions regularly like the CASAFA Women's Championship?
I can say it's both, yes, because at local league, there are teams that are sponsored by individuals, and they're always playing the league in and out. So even if we play in regional tournaments, regional leagues, hopefully this year we'll start the national league. So we play in regional competitions, and teams are putting in a lot. We have got teams that at least have got sponsors, and then other teams don't have sponsors, but they always play the league in and out. So that's why I say it's both. Local league, it has done well. And then at national level, I think the association also has helped in entering the teams in almost every competition. So that has kept the girls like together for them to blend to reach where they have reached. Like I've said, from 2017, we've been participating. 2018 we've been participating, and then 2019, so it's more like it has been continuous. So yes, the team has been together for some time, and they've been able to gel together. So the result has not just come from without, but there's been a lot of hard work from the local leagues and the association.
Yeah, I mean, you talk about the local leagues. Are you seeing a greater passion for the game amongst Zambian young girls who are wanting now to participate and be active?
Yes, actually. Like I said, the qualification has encouraged and motivated a lot of girls. So even the parents also have started believing in the game, because they've seen that the girls, actually most of them have been employed through football. They've been employed where they are playing their football from. So it's a motivation for those young girls, because they know to say they will not just play football for nothing. Apart from being exposed at such tournaments, they know to say at least they will be employed through playing sports. So it has encouraged a lot, the motivation. A lot of girls are coming on board actually to play football, because they've seen the results and they've also seen the benefits of participating in the game. In the past, there was nothing to show off for, but as at now, there's that motivation because of what they've seen.
And I suppose a good showing at the Olympics will only heighten that in proving not just to Zambians that Zambian football is, or women's football is on the rise, but also to the entire continent and the world, which could potentially open up even more doors for the players.
Sure, sure, actually. So we can actually commend COSAFA because after bringing back the tournament, we've seen the rise of players, and most of the players now are being taken abroad actually to play football abroad, which was not happening. And most talent has been tapped from COSAFA. Most of the players who have gone abroad, they were seen playing COSAFA. So we are actually commending COSAFA for this effort, and we urge them to continue, because if the more girls participate, the more they improve on their talent, and then the more they will be exposed actually to go and play top football. Like we have said, in our, maybe in countries we play in regional leagues, but outside they'll be able to play with those champions actually. Strong teams and they strong leagues, yes. So it's actually very good. This competition should continue to help the teams, and then we urge all the countries actually to participate, because when you miss out a lot. Better you participate, the more you participate, the more you improve. Like you have seen the way we have risen from 2017 to date. You can see the way the team is rising up, yes.
Yeah. And if you look at this squad that you've got now and potentially the squad that you will take to the Olympics, are there quite a few of the players who were previously at those global tournaments in junior numbers? So has there been that progression from under 17s all the way through that continuity?
Exactly, a number of them. Starting with the goalkeeper, Heze Onali, she was there in Costa Rica in 2014. The captain, Barbara, was there in Costa Rica 2014. Then we have Maggie Beremu. Actually, the two fullbacks, they were all at the World Cup. And then we have a good number of the players. We have Teresa Chiewe. We have about 8 or 10 players who were part of the World Cup in 2014. And then the Africa Cups, which I've talked about, also other players were also part of that. So actually, it has been developmental. I can say from 2013, the teams that have been there, the players that who have been playing from 2012 to date, it has been a build-up for the players, actually. So they've been consistent, and they've been consistent. That's why it has been easy, actually, to blend them together. So it's a continuation, and we are happy to see the players who achieved something at under 17 level, and then they also achieve something at senior level. It's a wonderful thing, yes.
I mean, that continuity is so crucial, isn't it? As you say, not just in knitting together a team tactically, but also so that the personalities know each other and whatnot and going forward. Is that something that you and the coaching staff have actively tried to do to keep that group together?
Exactly. We've tried to do that. So it hasn't been easy. You see, like, from outsiders, at times they think maybe you are favoring certain players, because from the time I've mentioned, you find that players were playing maybe for different teams, and then they found themselves playing for one club. So at national level, we can't leave out certain players, because now they are coming from the same club to say we are picking maybe 10 or 12 players from one team. Because some would think maybe we should only get 4 and leave out others, then we also get from another club. But our policy has been continuity. So whether they found themselves at one club, if they are 10, we get all the 10. Because at national level, we don't want to lose out anyone. We want them to gel together so that they are able to communicate and coordinate very well. Yeah. That's what we've been doing.
Yeah. We saw that South Africa qualified for the Olympics in 2012 and then 2016, and then finally the World Cup in 2019. That has to be your ultimate aim. I guess this Olympics could give you that chance to perform at a senior level on the international stage, and surely the World Cup must be the next prize.
Sure, sure. We would like to go to the World Cup. Although we've skipped the World Cup to go to the Olympics, but we still want to come back to the World Cup. It would be another experience also. So it's our aim, actually. We need to, like, Africa Cup, I think we've not, like, gotten out of the group stages. Yes, we've only managed to finish second of the group, but we hope that the next time we go to the Africa Cup, we should be able to finish at least in the top 4. top four and be able to qualify actually to the World Cup. So we have a mission which we are still working on. We want to qualify to all the major tournaments and not only be just participants as we go there. No, we need to go and compete. That's why we are happy that most of our girls are now going abroad so that they can get that experience. So by the time we start competing for the World Cup, we'll have the match experience that is needed for us to play at that level.
Yeah, just speaking about that, the age of the squad, is it a good age where you can still see this team improving a lot in the next sort of 3 to 5 years?
Exactly. Most of them are below 30, actually. And we have some who are 18, 19, 20. So the majority are below 30, actually. So maybe there are only about 2 players who are over 30. But most of them are of good age. They can still play the next 10 years. They can still play.
Yeah, and we've spoken a lot about the positives, but what do you see perhaps as the challenges in the next few years? Is it sort of keeping the group together? Is it playing enough matches? What are the hurdles that perhaps lie ahead?
Like as at now, we can say the COVID actually played this role and disturbed a lot of things, but like we have seen things have started unfolding, it will be a good thing. So as in the challenges that we have been having, maybe like in the local tournaments or the local leagues, is there may be a bit of less competition, but we are hoping that like locally in our country, the association will come up with a national league so that we are able to compete not just in regions, but the whole country to have a national league. I think that will boost the morale, and then it will help the players to develop, because when you're playing in regions, you have those weaker teams where you are able to beat them even 20 goals to nil. So you see that there's no competition, but when you're playing a national championship, it means you are playing the top teams, so that creates competition. So that has been the challenge, because we have not had a national league. So we are hoping that should be introduced, and once it's in effect, it will help to guide the teams, because most teams, like I said, some teams are sponsored by individuals. So you would find that at times they will not play some of the matches, yes. So that becomes a challenge. And then you find the players moving from one team to another, because at least they are looking for greener pastures, because some of the teams are not able to offer what they need. You know, a girl child needs a lot of things, yes. So with the coming of the National League, and we hope that sponsors will come on board, because our league is not sponsored. So when the sponsors come in, on board, they'll be able to support most of the teams, because you know to say when you enter into this league, at least you receive some support to keep you going. Yes, but that hasn't been the case. Most teams are struggling. But we thank God that they've not relented, they've continued to do something. But we are hoping that more should be done, actually, so that we have sponsors on board to keep us going.
Yeah, and just sort of between now and the Olympics, obviously that's 7 months or so away, is there sort of a plan in place to try and get the team prepared? Are you trying to work up some friendlies and whatnot just to keep the team active?
Actually, there's one in the pipeline already, a confirmed friendly against Chile. So I'm sure from COSAFA, we'll be heading straight to Chile. We only have a few days in between before we go to Chile. So that's one of the games, or the one of the preparation games which has been lined up. And we are hoping that the association will be able to arrange more, because just staying and waiting for that time, it will not help, because during the COVID, actually most of them had gained weight. Like I said, there was no competition, there was nothing, the girls were not doing anything. So when we heard that COSAFA would be held, we had to bring now everyone on board, and it was not easy to trim their weight and all that. So it would be very good if the girls are kept active. Apart from the league, we should have more international and quality friendlies to keep them in shape, so that we are able to prepare very well. If we just relax, nothing will happen, yes. So we need to continue playing more games. So that now the one which is confirmed is for Chile. The others, I'm sure, will be able to know as we go on.
Yeah, we all hope the Olympics are going to go ahead. As of now, they're going ahead, so that the Japanese government certainly seems committed to hosting them. Has it at all entered your head that they might not happen, or are you just working as if we have to prepare for this?
our mind is that the Olympics will be held. Yes, that's our mind as at now. So we are working hard and we are working towards that. If there will be changes, that's fine. But as now, we can't just assume it will not. I mean, it will change. What if it doesn't change? So as at now, we just have to work. If things changes, then we'll see what we can do. But for now, we are ready, and this is the beginning actually for the preparations.
Yeah. So just to finish off, going right back to the beginning, you say this is the beginning for you.
Yes.
Apart from the trophy, what else are you just hoping to get out of this CASACA Women's Championship?
Apart from the trophy, like we've said, we've brought in some of the players who are not part of the qualification prior to qualifying to the Olympics. So we also want them to join and coordinate with their friends. So apart from the trophy, we are looking at the team coordinating and blending together with those new players. It's the replacements for the ones who are not here. Because I just mentioned three who went abroad, but we have one also who was part of the qualification. When we played in Cameroon, she got injured, our midfield. So she's also not here. So it's not just three, no, but four players who are here and are not part of the team. So the ones that we have brought in, we want them to blend together. So that's what we are looking at, the improvement of the team, the coordination of the team, apart from the trophy.
Barbara Bunder finished as the leading scorer in the Chinese Super League this season, 18 goals in 13 games for Shanghai Shengli as her team ended the campaign in third place. She'll return to China in January, but first she's helping the national side prepare for the Olympics, where she's been one of the standout players at the tournament. Nick Sen's been talking to her in Nelson Mandela Bay.
Right, so Barbara, you're back in the Zambian national team and back at the CASACA Women's Championship after a break for a few years. Just how excited are you to be here at the competition?
Yeah, it has been long since I played CASACA, since from 2017. But it's good that I'm back again with the team to play CASACA. It's a good motivation to the team, and I'm glad to the technical bench that I'm part of the team back again. I think it's a good experience once again to play CASACA.
Yeah, and of course you're coming off an excellent season in China. Tell us about that.
Yeah, it has been an amazing season, though it has been hard with the pandemic of coronavirus. But we did our best. We came out third in the league, and we still want to bounce back coming the next season. We are trying to do our best so that we can carry out the league.
Yeah, and of course you scored a lot of goals yourself. That must have been very gratifying for you.
Yeah, I scored. I came out as a top scorer, but it's not by myself. It's the hard working and the team, because on my own I can't play. So I'm glad to the team and the abilities that I had to put on and the effort for me to become the top scorer.
Yeah, and just talking about your evolution as a player, how did you get into start playing football, and where did you start off in Zambia?
Yeah, my career started. I started my football career when I was at a very tender age, but I think it's the focus and the encouragement from my parents to encourage me more so that I can be where I am. They supported me very well throughout my career. That's why I'm here with my discipline. It's the first cardinal, so I really thank for my family for the support and everything.
Yeah, and where does that passion for the game come from? Did you have it come from a football family? Has anyone else in your family played?
Yeah, not really, but only my father used to play football.
Was that at amateur level in Zambia?
Yeah, just amateur level.
When you said you were at the 2017 CASACA, how do you feel your career has progressed? Are you happy with the stages that you've been through to get you to here now?
Yeah, I think from the 2017 CASACA, that's where my all things started from, like where I was scouted from to go and play professional football. So that's why I'm saying I'm glad to be back again for CASACA.
And you were in Spain as well, I believe.
Yeah.
How was that experience?
Yeah, I got a good experience in Spain. They've got good football, good league, and everything.
And just playing at this CASACA now back in the national team, obviously the Olympics, hopefully next year in Tokyo, you must be very happy to be back at this level.
Yeah, definitely. It's a good thing that we qualified for Tokyo, and we are aiming to go there as a team with good responsibilities of the team, and the country at large. Yeah.
And just talking about this CASAFA, you think the team's chances, are they good?
Yeah, the team, we have a lot of chances to get the CASAFA this time around because we really want it, because we have played so many CASAFA and we haven't gotten it any. But this time around, our target is to win the CASAFA.
Yeah, of course, you went here last year when they reached the final and narrowly lost to South Africa. You know, the hope must be within the squad that you can go one better, especially with you, a big goal scorer, back in the team.
Yeah, this time around, that's what I'm saying. We have to work more extra hard. I think for the last CASAFA, we went back to the drawing board with the technical bench, and we know where we went wrong and everything. So I think this time around, it's just the time to polish up everything.
And looking ahead to the Olympics, obviously we hope they're going to be staged. It's now sort of eight or so months off. You know, are you heading back to China for the start of the league next year, or are you going to stay back and work with the national team in the build-up to that tournament?
Nah, this time around I will still stick back to the national team because I'm supposed to go back in January.
Mm.
That's when we'll start maybe the preseason, so I'm still available with the team.
But you are going back to China in January, is that correct?
Yes.
Yeah. And just your thoughts on being at the Olympics. It's obviously after the World Cup, but perhaps it is certainly the biggest women's football tournament in the world. So it must be exciting for you.
Yeah, very excited because it's my first time and it will be the first. I played the World Cup at the junior level, that was under 17. But I think Olympics, again, it's another big tournament. So it's a great achievement for the team and everyone.
And of course, you beat Cameroon to get a place in the finals. But just your thoughts on the qualification campaign and getting there, was it tough?
Yeah, it was not an easy thing to qualify because where we've come from, all the teams we played with, they were a very strong team and we never underrated any team. So it's the determination and the hard working of the team that made us to be where we are now, going to Tokyo.
I'm sure everyone in the CASAFA region wishes Zambia nothing but the best at the Olympics in Tokyo, where they follow in the footsteps of South Africa and Zimbabwe as recent participants. That's it then from another episode of the CASAFA Show. We hope you enjoyed it, and we'll be back in 2 weeks' time.
In the meantime, you can listen to more of our podcasts on Sokoloduma Radio, CASAFA.tv, Spotify, and iTunes. And you can also get the latest news via our website at www.casafa.com. And on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok.
Goodbye from us.